The following is a DJBC production. This is me. This is me playing around with Audacity. I know, we're too dirt broke poor to get ourselves Adobe Audition, but what can I say? I made pocket change this year. Not a whole lot of meatballs in the pot and the kettle to simmer down. I was hoping for a yacht or a deluxe mansion in New Albany, but sure, I'm stuck eating ramen noodles and frozen burritos for breakfast. How about you? I'm not complaining. So sit back and enjoy tonight's The DJBC Happy Half Hour. From WCRS-FM 92.7 and 98.3 FM in Columbus, it's the DJBC Happy Half Hour Comedy Special, pre-recorded, with your host and ours, Brian Curtis. Thank you so much. We're glad to take the airwaves right now. It is pre-recorded. It's not live. I don't mess around. I mean, I recorded in a dark room with no lights. That's how I roll. That's how I work. I don't like working with a lot of lights out because it brings out my "everything needs to be perfect!" Everything! It does. I mean, if it's not, or if the room is locked, then I just sit at home and play with cats. Oh, yeah, that's all I do mostly. I mean, I have a job. A job is 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 a job. No matter how hard you work, or how many hours your boss gives you in a week. But, aside from working part-time, I just sit at home, play with cats, kill rodents, kill bedbugs, and kill flying insects. I mean, I have no life. Other people, I mean, they just say they don't go out. I mean, I have no life. I really don't have a life. I mean, I really don't go out. I really don't. I mean, when you see your high school and college friends on Facebook with their perfect spouses, their 2.5 kids, their cats, their dogs. Girls, why night out?
Bro code, bar hop night.
Or clubbing with your gay BFF in the short north. I mean, all I have are, like, obscure pictures of places and landmarks and pictures of toys. Toys, yeah. Who does that at my age? I mean, who does that? Do you? Yeah, I thought so. I mean, man, I need a new life. I need new hobbies. I mean, I have hobbies. I mean, I like watching football. I mean, how many of you love football? The last 12 years have been a disappointment. I mean, I'm a Michigan fan, so for all the Cleveland sports fans in the house, hold my beer for a moment. This is our year, not yours. This is how I get the my fans started during football season. Because all they do is talk. They talk. That's all they do. I mean, they talk. Trust me, they talk. Yeah, all they do is talk. Talk is cheap. Cheap is talk. And they don't back it up with facts. I mean, they don't like the truth. Whenever you learn the truth is, you learn the truth. These folks right here, they won't admit the truth. Because they have a way of doing things. Unfair and dishonest. Oh yeah, that's how they roll. But it's a great rivalry, or it was a great rivalry until like the last couple of decades when it's been all them all the time. But this is our year, and I've been saying this for a long time, that this is our year, and it's never happened. It's like when you say, oh, this will be the year I finally get married, and it never happens. Dude, this is exactly Michigan. It will never happen. It's like Groundhog Day. is not going to happen. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So that's that for you. I love going out to like networking events and parties and stuff, but you know, when you try to have a conversation, you have to like speak loud so that people can hear you. You think when you're talking normal, it's like, can you speak up? I can't hear you. Because it's so loud. Why is the music so loud? It brings out all those sensory issues people have with the loud music and the lights. And it's like, I can't deal with this. Speak up, son. I can't hear you. I'm distracted. I can't hear you at all. That's basically it. You have to like speak up. It's like, you're yelling. And you said, you don't have to yell. I said, you can't hear me. Well, I can hear you, but you don't have to scream like a little banshee. That's basically what happens when you go to like events like that. You have to like speak loud, not just to defend yourself, but you know, to get people to pay attention. Then the next time you bump into them, it's like, what is it that you do again? What? Huh? What? I forgot. I've been busy. Oh my gosh. There are so many people in my lives. I can't remember their faces. I don't even remember them all. Oh. Really? Then why did we waste all that time talking about this? Like, what? What? Speak up! Speak up! Speak loud so that people can hear you. And also, when you have to go to these, like, little coffee talks and, like, lectures, is best like the person giving the talk has to be mic'd up because people in the back can't hear them. It's like, speak loudly so that people can hear you, and if you can't hear them, then what the hell are you talking about? Because I can't hear you. Oh yes, exactly. You have to speak clearly and enunciate. Talk clearly, slowly, and enunciate. Slow your roll. Now, when I edit the DJBC Happy Hour, I cut out all the spaces because I have to get the show in under 59 minutes. It's like, oh my gosh, how can I say it all? I gotta talk quick because there's a lot going on, and you gotta move on, move fast. It's like, slow your roll, son. Because I can't hear you, because you're mumbling, and mumble equals fumble. What is this mumble equals fumble, mumble jumble? Well, it's like this. It's like, slow down, talk. It's like when I get into arguments, I talk fast because I want to get this over with. And it's like, slow down, calm down, calm the down. And yeah, I mean, this is how people get fired from their jobs. I mean, they just like, slow down, calm down. You're fired. Get out of here, security. Hell yeah. Why I'm not in negotiation management is because of, slow your roll, slow down, calm down, talk so that people can hear you. Enunciate! So yeah, when you go to festivals, you gotta talk loud, and then you lose your voice. It's like, when you try to sing the high A, it's like, I lost my voice from all that shouting at such and such festival that I did. Because I had to talk loud. Because the music was so gosh darn loud. I couldn't hear what you were saying. So I had to speak so that you could hear from across the street. Oh yeah. That's all I have to say about that. Hopefully I enunciated, so I am speaking clearly as I talk right now, and it is time to move on. Good, great, we're on the same page now, because, you know, I ride the bus a lot, and, you know, when someone wants to tap me on the shoulder and, like, strike a conversation, I'm like, dude, do I know you? Dude, leave me alone. Because it's like my quiet spot. And it's like, stay out of my zone, man. I'm distracted. Don't distract me. Don't bother me. And no, I'm not going to give you spare change. But, you know, the thing is, when I go, like,
from one bus stop to another one, you see people like driving by that you know, and it's like, hey, you want to ride home? I'm like, no, I'm not going home. I'm not even going up. You look like you're going home. You look like you're lost. You have a bunch of bags. It's like, I'm not going home. Thank you. Goodbye. Go hang out with your husband. Okay. It's like, okay. Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. It's like, I saw you somewhere. I saw you like walking around. Your head sat down. And like, where did you see me? We were driving to so and such a place over on this side of town. It's like, I didn't see you. I saw you driving while I was driving. It's like, dude, don't drive. Distracted. I was keeping my eye on the road and my mind on driving. Oh, so then how did you see me? It's like, well, you know, it's a long story, but yeah, I thought I'd let you know. What? Whoa. Are you following me? Yeah. We follow you everywhere. On Instagram, on Snapchat. I'm not on Snapchat. What? When have I ever been on Snapchat? I will never be on Snapchat. Snapchat's for kids. You didn't send me the Snapchat?
Like, no.
And isn't social media supposed to, like, bring us together? And really, yeah, but really, no. That's why a lot of people are not on it. It does not replace face-to-face interaction. It's kind of, people usually replace face-to-face interaction with, well, let's see what John is doing with his dogs today on Facebook. Let's see Mary and her girlfriends on the margarita night out at the bar on Facebook. LinkedIn, though, is the one you should be on regardless of whether you like social media or hate it, because you can't live without it. And it actually helps build your network. But how do you use it is a good question, because it's now like the... it's the new Rolodex. And you know how when back in the grandma's day, grandma had a Rolodex of cards of people that grandma knew, and there's the shoe salesman, the junk man, the milkman, the trash man, the bread man, the Mrs. Jones from down the street, the preacher. They're all on LinkedIn now. They all got themselves LinkedIn profiles. They're good, they're connected, and it's like, I need a gallon of lactose-free milk. Let me connect with the milkman on LinkedIn. And the milkman is like, who are you? It's like, I know that you are interested, and I'm interested in, like, almond milk and lactose-free milk. Do you got any? And that's in milk, the milkman. The milkman says, leave me alone! Leave me the heck alone! That's not networking! It's not networking. Never has been, never will be. That's not how you build a network. That's how you burn bridges. But face-to-face interaction, you gotta have some of that. And it's key because you remember their face, what they look like, what they sound like. And if they see you hitchhiking in suburbia, they'll probably find out where you live. It's like, you need a ride? I'm heading your direction. It's like, get your butt in the car! Okay. It's too far to walk. It's too cold to walk. Why are you walking? And so, this is the tale of how I get to work, is because it's off the beaten path, but I have to, like, walk the rest of the way, like, the last mile. And it's like, in the winter times, like, I have to walk through all the snow now. Yeah, you have to walk, be there or be square. You can't work from home. You must show up for work. Okay. Watch out for speeding trucks and speeding buses and speeding cars and people, like, on their phones. They may hit you because there are no sidewalks on the road. It's like, okay, I'll be there in about 10 minutes. Be there in 5 minutes or you're fired. No! Yes! Yes, yes, you're fired. You're late again. Well, it's not my fault. You told me I had to walk from the bus stop. You wouldn't give me a ride. It's like, I know That's because I live on the other side of town. I have meetings. I have interviews. I don't have time to pick people up. Okay? Okay? Okay. Whatever. But back to LinkedIn is like, the junk man and the milkman are now connected on LinkedIn. It's like, the milkman is like, where can I do, how can I get rid of these used old bottles? And the junk man says, well, there's a recycling plant down the street. I'll hook you up, brother. Sold. Okay. And now I don't have to like shatter glass and cause someone to like cut their foot in a shard of broken glass from my milk bottles. Thank you, man. That's what networking should be about. It's like helping people, helping build their networks. That's what it's all about. Summer is winding down, and that means no more backyard parties. I know, I love backyard parties. I love those backyard fire pits and bonfires where you hang out with your buddies and you talk about, oh, I had a great summer adventure. We went to Greece all summer. Whoa, that's cool. Mia just hung around, watched binges on Netflix, and played with my cat. I'm broke. That's all I had time and money to do. It's like, oh, we went to Sandals for 2 weeks. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah. I just picked my nails and went to the junkyard and perused what they had. And it's like, oh, yeah, I went to this killer rock festival in Iowa. And it's like, okay. I just sat at home and watched a whole season worth of Friends on Netflix. I didn't do much. But I love these bonfires because it gets you out of the house. And you get to, like, talk, try to strike up a conversation. It's like, what is the best book you ever read? Or who was the greatest lover you had? I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do I know you? And it's like, yeah, we met before. It's like, no, I don't know you. It's like, yeah, I know you. We met the last time. It's like, I don't remember. Oh, that's because you left with the lampshade on your head and you walked home in your swim trunks, silly. And it's like, oh my god, the walk of shame. Walk a walk a walk of shame. Walk a walk a walk of fame. Oh my god. It's like, don't feel too bad. We've done this before. And I like to wind down walking around naked with a lampshade on my head down my street too. I've done it before and I'll do it again tonight. One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor, five tequila, six tequila, no more. Okay. It's summer's almost over, but then you have to go to football season. Oh yes. It's a whole Saturday full of day drinking in college campus towns when you watch the home team beat up some poor little school just so that the university can pay for the president's condo in the Swiss Alps. Oh yeah, this is why they have cupcake schedules, so that the head football coach can have a vacation home in Sandals, Jamaica. Oh yeah, tuition's going up. Pay up, pay up, pay up, because shouldn't college be affordable? I mean, I have yet to finish paying off my student loans because there are a lot of them, and college should be made affordable, don't you think? Yeah, everybody's in agreement. It should be affordable. It's like, it cost me both of my arms and both of my legs because I can't afford it. Well, I guess I have to put in some one ads this week because I can't afford the washer, can't afford the dryer, can't afford the TV, can't afford anything. Oh my gosh, no! It's called working. That's how you get rid of this college debt, is get a full-time job with benefits and pay off a percentage per month of your student loans in some way, somehow. If you don't get married, don't have kids, and eat TV dinners for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can save a lot of money just by doing all that and paying off your student loans in time. Otherwise, the government will rob you blind, and you might as well live on Noah's Ark. And now it's time to wind down.
Well, the clock says it's time to close now.
And it's last call for the DJBC happy hour.
Half hour. And not even that!
So, here's DJBC with his final thoughts.
Summer. Summer love. Summer parties. Summer blockbusters. Summer concerts. Summer vacations. It's all winding down right in front of us. But summer is like the adventure that never ends, that you never want it to end, but unfortunately it has to end. Like jobs, relationships, TV shows, summer has to end. And thank God this summer is winding down. I can move past it, move away from it. It was great. I had fun, had a great summer, and looking forward to the fall and new changes ahead, new horizons ahead. It's been amazing, and to wind down this summer, I'm doing what I normally do, and that's stammer in front of a mic, which is what I'm doing now. It's taking me 3 hours to edit this, and you know what? It's supposed to be a 23-minute special, and it takes me 6 hours to do it. And then people are knocking on the door and saying,
how long are you going to be in here, man? How long are you going to be in here? I have an interview with a CIA informant. How long are you going to be in here? We need to get some sleep here, and you're too loud and you're too distracting, and it's like, I gotta get this done. I can't upset my fans, and my fans are enjoying this. How about it?
I'm probably never gonna do this again. Ever. Trust me. It's too much work. Comedy is hard, and why I'm filling up this is because comedy's hard. I'm proving a point. It's like old school radio. We're stepping outside the box. We think outside the box here. And we don't have sponsors. It's like, for $2.99, you can become a member today. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. No, 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 no. That's not how we roll here. Because we are radio of the people, for the people, and by the people. We can't say, so here's our $5 deal tonight, and enjoy our $5 dinners, and our $5 drinks, and our $3 Mai Tais for happy hour. That's not what the happy hour is about. That's not what the DJBC happy hour has been about. We don't do happy hours. We're not a disc jockey. It's a... I gotta come up with a theme some way, somehow. I mean... been doing it for so long, it's like, what's the show about again? What? Do I need John Taffer to come in and save me? Because only I can build this bridge and keep it from burning. All right, I think we're winding down. All right, have a great rest of the summer. Stay safe, get home safely. A $15 Uber ride is much cheaper than $1 million lawyer. Drive sober, don't get pulled over, and remember, Ohio State sucks, and down with 45. All right, I'm out of here. All right, peace out, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.